Hi, I'm Chip Sutterth, and welcome to episode 482 of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who. So time caught up with me, and I wasn't able to get to a full discussion of the Devil's Court. So in true timey-wimey fashion, we're just going to go ahead and take care of this week's episode, boom, and I'll come back to the Devil's Court next time. In the InVision commentary for Boom, and in a few press interviews for the episode, returning writer and showrunner emeritus Stephen Moffat made the point that Doctor Who has a lot of styles of storytelling, but has rarely done tension. High adventure and high stakes, sure, but slowly building emotional and narrative tension is a rarity in our show. To grossly oversimplify, the classic series didn't do a lot of tension because it was too slow, and the 2005 to 2023 run didn't do a lot of tension because all of the energy went into high concepts and the show moved too fast to build tension. But there is one modern Doctor Who that did ratchet up the tension minute by minute, did put the Doctor through an emotional wringer when he had lost all the tools that usually gave him an advantage, and oh, by the way, took place on pretty much a single set, and it happened 15 years before Boom. Humans, Aliens, and Multiforms, I give you Russell T. Davis's Midnight. Like Midnight, Boom literally traps the Doctor in an environment he cannot leave, he's surrounded by distrust and death, and halfway through he's also without a companion. But there are some important differences. While Midnight put a familiar character into a pressure cooker situation, it didn't reveal anything about David Tennant's Doctor we didn't already know. In Boom, after just 3 episodes of Technicolor, goblins, babies, and musical numbers, RTD graciously hands Stephen Moffat the opportunity to force Njuti Gatwa's Doctor to slow down and face personal existential danger, which reveals much more about him. He is willing to show his fear, but also has every bit as much steel and willpower as his predecessors, and he will take charge even when he can't move his foot. He can be staggeringly angry at Ruby Sunday for putting herself at risk, but will allow her to take charge when he has to. Boom is a weird tonal shift after The Devil's Court and its predecessors. It is a far more disciplined, logical story than RTD's so far, and Moffat asks incisive questions about faith, war, capitalism, and artificial intelligence with a surgeon's efficiency. And yet, I did find myself missing RTD's wild swings. This was an episode that could be easily slotted into any season for any Doctor. But say what you will about whether they work or not, RTD's episodes have a more specific vision and apparent arc. Hey, universe, can I have the audacity and genre bending and the discipline, please? Possibly not. Listen, I have a hard time judging art in objective terms, but I feel like this, Boom, is the best script of the new season. It's also a detour. Based on the trailer for next week, it looks like we're edging back into metaphysics and fantasy. And I'm very curious about how I'll react to it. This week, I was missing Russell T. Davis's verve. Next week, will I be missing Stephen Moffat's pen? Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. More episodes are at TWOMinuteTimeLord.com, and you can find me on the following social media networks: Mastodon, ThatChipGuy at Zeppelin.flights, Blue Sky, ThatChipFellow, and William Sutterth on Threads. Catch you next time.